Congratulations. Call us to claim your prize.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're having a very small group this year.
You're very lucky.
Some of our, I think there's something to be said for that.
It's more intimate. We're having about 11 people at my house.
I've done that. That's
I
a
have
lot of
got
work.
The medication refilled for myself. And the anti-anxiety. And we're doing 2 deep fried turkeys, 1 turkey in the oven. But my mom and stepdad are here. We're having some friends over. My kids are here. So it'll be JT's dad is here, who has the voice of a god. And so we're super excited to host everybody. And then I'll be ready for everybody to get the heck out of my house.
If you're serving Thanksgiving dinner this year, ask your doctor about chlorodiazepam. Have a great one, okay?
Thank you so much.
Love to JT. One last word here. Somebody's going to be very thankful they went to Jack Ingram, looked at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz, and saw... I mean, I can see Leanne in this car, actually, because it's a hot machine.
Is it a convertible?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
2-seat Mercedes.
It's right there.
Here's the thing. It's only 9 years old. It's got 14,000 miles.
That's it.
It's been, I don't even know if it's been out of the driveway with that kind of mileage. But, man, it's red with a beige interior, and it is waiting for you at Jack Ingram. If you can't get there today, go see Tip James. Rosie's heading over to see Tip on Friday.
That's a midlife crisis car right there.
Oh, man. But it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. They have great options at the Value Lot, Jack Ingram Signature used cars, and, of course, all the great brands they sell there, which includes Audi, Volkswagen, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, and I missed somebody here. Well, they're all there. New, certified pre-owned, and the Value Car Lot. We are 7-time purchasers, so I never tell you to spend your money. Well, we're not currently making 3 payments, and I'm happy to make them all. Jack Ingram on the Boulevard, jackingram.com online, if not today. Over the weekend, Friday or Saturday, Tip and his team will be there. Because it's always a good time to love what you drive. Well, Jay, I will see you Monday.
Have a fantastic Thanksgiving, sir.
You too, and Joey's next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Weekly unemployment claims have fallen, dropping to their lowest level in more than 50 years. The U.S. economy did grow in the third quarter, but at a disappointing 2.1% annual rate, the weak performance reflecting a big slowdown in consumer spending. An 8-year-old boy is the 6th victim of a motorist who prosecutors say used his vehicle as a deadly weapon in suburban Milwaukee on Sunday. The suspect, 39-year-old Darryl Brooks, being held on $5 million bail. He was allegedly driving the SUV. It plowed into a crowd watching a Christmas parade. This is day 2 of jury deliberations. Trial of 3 white men charged in the fatal shooting of black jogger Ahmaud Arbery near Brunswick, Georgia, early last year. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street. Stocks in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies. Chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. A warmer afternoon. High temperature up around 70. Not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night. Then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Marion Mayor Dexter Hinton says the city was notified Monday that the IRS had put a levy on the city's bank accounts and frozen them. And as a result, the city would not have been able to pay bills or make payroll. Hinton says the issue stems from $694,000 in back taxes the city owes. But on Tuesday, the freeze was lifted as the city made good with the IRS. Both Publix and Winn-Dixie say they are limiting the number of some items sold to customers ahead of Thanksgiving. Publix is limiting customers to two each of canned cranberry sauce, pie filling, jarred gravy, cream cheese, and bacon. Winn-Dixie is limiting turkeys to one per customer. Both stores blame supply chain issues. A Montgomery Christmas tradition that didn't happen last year because of the pandemic will soon be back. The Christmas parade returns downtown. This year's parade will take place on Dexter Avenue on Friday, December 10th. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, then get ready to pay up. The IRS has giant private collection agencies actively tracking down folks who owe the IRS. So if you think dodging them was stressful in the past, it's going to get a whole lot tougher. Optima Tax Relief has this advice. Don't wait. Solve your tax problems now before it's too late. Optima Tax Relief works to stop the demand letters, stop the aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collectors from targeting you. Ask Optima about the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, and nobody knows this program better than they do. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they get results, having resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get a fresh start. Call today for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Produce some crappy results.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
You don't tell your pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
I got work.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Here on the day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I want to start with this note as Eddie Bader plugs in. War Eagle Eddie Bader.
War Eagle, baby.
He's wearing a great Auburn
isn't it?
What style of shirt is that?
I would say it's Hawaiian.
Yeah, I think it's Hawaiian.
It's really loud and obnoxious,
yeah.
But this is
that
Iron
upside
Bowl
down pineapple on there? Or is
oh,
that
crap,
just...
Joey. You know what?
Yeah, some of those pineapples
I
are.
I think there are some on here.
What sort of signals you sending, big boy? But happy Thanksgiving, especially to you now. Happy Thanksgiving. But I'm starting to try to be more active just for the sake of career and also meeting interesting people.
Yeah.
Following the news and an individual basis. I am, in full disclosure, becoming more active on Twitter.
Ooh,
I'm
like
way behind the ball. Like, I have a lot of interaction with this audience, our listeners here on the Book of Faces, as you know. And, I mean, we're getting a lot of hits out there. Mostly on Facebook, we're kicking out memes. I'll occasionally share something nerdy, and nobody cares.
No.
Except for about 20 of you, and I appreciate y'all.
The other day, Joey, now, I wasn't here Monday, but you put a thing on Facebook about your mom, and that got me.
Well, it got me, too, when I realized what day it was. It would have been her 60th birthday. But as I'm getting used to the Twitter, way behind the eight ball there, I'm starting to interact with more and more interesting people. And one guy's like, I'm going to write an open letter to libertarians, and if y'all take the time, and this is a serious person, I think his handle's like Martyr Maid or something like that. He works with Jocko Willink. He does a podcast with Jocko. Serious guy. I respect a lot of what he has to say. Interesting. But I'm going to write an open letter to you libertarians, and if you take the time to respond, please explain what's going on with your crew of degenerates. I'm like, okay. And here was my response, and it's really how I started to think of things. My crew are not all libertarians under the sun, because it's like the gods on Mount Olympus. They're constantly fighting. They're different camps within libertarian world. My crew aren't necessarily people with conservative values. My crew is anybody that listens to the show, whether you love me or you hate me. My crew are people that show up every day, whether in the flesh like Eddie Bader here, though he's been slacking lately.
I'm getting older.
Or people like Jonathan Strange, whereas we're getting to know him, Brian Dawson, Jeff Dice.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the mayor of this city, Stephen Reed, who I disagree on a lot of politics about, shows up every month, he's part of the crew. He's part of our city.
Certainly.
Now, there's more inner circles, of course. I don't know if I love you as much as I ever will love my mother, Eddie. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
And I think that's a reasonable thing for everybody to understand. This idea that we have to save the whole world and sacrifice our kids in the process is absurd and altruism gone wrong. But I say this because I'm getting a little tired of we have to divvy ourselves up into all these ideological camps. And when it comes time for a good political fight, the fight is on, and we're certainly in the middle of a fight here in 2021, and we're going to get into all the policies and latest crap being pushed by this particular White House and Biden administration. But when I think about the show and who I am as a person, I do not want to boil myself down to what I believe politically. Because I think that's a road to ruin. And talk about spiritually bereft.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about being just stifled creatively. And getting to know people. If you choose your friends simply on the basis of who they vote for, what sort of life is that? If you choose your family members simply on the basis of who they vote for, what are you doing? Life's too short.
Correct, Joey.
to be going around saying, hey, I don't have time. You know, what's the old misogynistic thing? Life's too short to be dancing with fat chicks? No, it's too short not to be.
Yeah,
dance with everybody, to speak. Dance with everybody. And you may not get along with everybody, but this sort of ideological, shallow divide along the lines of politics is what's destroying this nation. This nation was built by hopeful people. People had fear of God and belief in a future that is better if they put in the work. This nation was built by small towns and cities and communities that looked out for one another. And they didn't force themselves into some mold, but they encouraged one another to build something up. And right now, it seems like what we're called to do is to segregate into our political divides and pretend like we have control of this massive elephant in Washington, D.C. So, yeah, I might be a libertarian. I might even be, you know, like a Tolkien sort of anarchist some days. It's more that I like ideas. I like discussing ideas. I've read libertarians. I've read anarchists. I've read monarchists. I've read plumb line conservatives like Edmund Burke and Russell Kirk. I've followed what Donald Trump has been pushing out there, and we'll follow what Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro and his administration have said. You follow the types like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz in the Senate. You follow, by the way, I've given them a hard time in these airwaves before.
Yeah.
But Senator, State Senator, Arthur Orr, I don't know him well. I'm going to be, by the way, traveling this weekend to your neck of the woods, Arthur, if anybody knows him's out there listening, to Decatur. And lately, that guy's been kicking some ass. Excuse me, pardon me. Like, he is one of the smartest people in the Alabama legislature. And even though I don't agree with him, I'm sure, on everything, he's one of those guys who gets things done. So we're going to come in all walks of life. And I'm thankful that we now have the tools and the opportunity to rebuild a country that is local, voluntary, and infused with a spirit of hope and fear of God. Because right now there are a lot of folks who don't fear the ultimate. It's like we're gods ourselves, so to speak. And the one thing that's most unnerving, whether you're looking at how we react to court cases or how we react to every little policy under the sun and plan, is that when you lose liberty and you don't respect your neighbor's fences, so to speak, and right to live as they wish, what happens in our democracy? Well, everybody becomes the plaything, or even worse, the experiment for everybody else. I think we've seen a mass experiment over the last 2 years, especially with the pandemic. You know, something that opened my eyes, I was listening to Peter Navarro last night on a show called Timcast. Tim Pool, yeah. Folks, if you're tired of the cable news, it comes on, it streams on YouTube, or you can go to Timcast Direct, timcast.com. If you're interested in national politics, and you're tired of turning on Fox News or even Newsmax and certainly CNN and MSNBC, and you want to watch some pretty insightful, interesting people talk to all sorts of different guests about the issues in this world, it's on at 7 at night, our time, 7 Central. It's a live show every night, and you find it on YouTube and other places. And it's these sorts of discussions that lead to more insight. For instance, last night, Peter Navarro with, you know, the guy was the Trump guy. He was one of the few who lasted all 5 years, including the campaign, into the Trump administration. He was the head point trade guy. He was talking about the origins of this virus that we've gone through. And one thing is clear. The Chinese did spread this. And I don't mean by accident. Is it possible it leaked out of the lab by accident? Sure. We don't know exactly because the Chinese are stonewalling.
Right.
Is it clear that Dr. Fauci, through these grants, funded this sort of research? And by the way, is it true that Fauci knew it could have been one of his fundings early on? Did at least the question rise early on in Fauci's mind that did we help fund this? The answer is yes, because there's an email of Fauci asking and worrying about that on January the 6th of 2020. And you know what Fauci does? He doesn't say a word about that question in his mind that he wrote down in an email. He doesn't say a word about it to Peter Navarro. He doesn't say a word about it to Donald Trump, to Mick Mulvaney, to anybody in the Trump administration. And him, Fauci, and his buddies ran this whole interference campaign for, what, a year? Saying, oh, it was a pangolin. It was a bat. It came from the wet market. And Navarro made a very clear point as well. Say this was an accident. It's the souped-up gain-of-function virus, whatever it is. It gets out. It starts to spread in Wuhan and China proper. What do the Chinese authorities do? They lock down their country with an iron fist. There are some people, it is rumored, being burned alive in their own homes. How many eggs did they have to break for that big omelet of going through the pandemic there in China? By eggs, I mean human lives. But you know what China's doing at the same time they're locking down that entire country? They're putting tens of thousands of Chinese subjects on planes and sending them all over the world. They're sending them to New York and Los Angeles, to Milan, to London, Brussels, and all over the world. Even Tehran. China understood, it seems clear to me, that if we're going to go through the pandemic, everybody's going to go through a pandemic. And what's interesting, listen to Peter Navarro last night. He's sitting down with what? A left libertarian, a right libertarian. Like, what's happening in this country right now, as you lose trust in corporate media, more and more people see the corporate press as the enemy of the people, is we're building new coalitions. And you can have your ideals, you can have your beliefs, and then we have to have a practical politics that takes on and rebuilds this country anew from a house that's falling apart and has been falling apart faster and faster in the last few years. When I come back to my original point, especially here on the day before Thanksgiving, your crew, your friends, your group should be, excuse me, pardon me, as some libertarians believe you shouldn't say should, but it should be bigger than your politics. And I would hope that the good Lord above, your politics is based in something deeper than just what you see on cable news each night. Maybe grounded in something that's much older, much more sound and solid, a rock we can build this country back. That's what's so funny. Build back better. Yeah, from a corrupt center that treats everybody like an experiment, or do we build back these local communities and look out for our neighbors? I think that's the way to go. 272-9228. You have big plans tomorrow, Eddie?
Actually, we're going to go hang out with my parents tomorrow. Have a good Thanksgiving. Big family coming over.
Well, I'm going to eat chili tonight.
Oh, yeah?
In Auburn. It's aunt, couple uncles, couple aunts, grandfather. No, three uncles, actually. The one's not married because he's, you know, a Catholic priest. So it's going to be a good time. Family tonight, eating some chili up in Auburn. Then we're coming back. We got plans here in Montgomery for Thanksgiving.
You know what they say about chili?
What?
Barks at night.
Oh, I'm used to that.
Okay, just so you know. Mm-hmm. You need me to bring you some Pinot?
Yeah, sure. My crew especially are those of you who listen to me, for better or for worse, I've grown up on the airwaves. And I'm not stopping anytime soon. Let's not say I'm fully developed. But those of you who stuck with me, who maybe thought, what the hell is this kid doing? Maybe have come around. Well, I might disappoint you in the end. Who knows? But I appreciate all of you for listening all these years. I'm truly grateful for it. Because when life, on a personal level, wasn't so good, being able to come here and rant and rave about the world or share a laugh and carry on, fart around, so to speak, as our coaches used to say. Well, you're farting around the weight room. Well, protein shakes, coach.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all helped me pull through a lot of bad times, and things are looking better. Off air, Reed Ingram at Sweet Creek asked me yesterday, how you doing? I said, you know what, not to get too emotional about it or deep about it, but I think I've been doing better than I ever have in my life. And we've only just begun here. 2021 was pretty crazy, and the situation at large is bad and perilous. But keep popping that popcorn and get ready. We got some amazing things coming here locally, but also as a larger community. 272-9228. Penny, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you as well, Eddie. And Eddie, you're going to have to help me out because I haven't seen Joey in person, but is he really fully developed?
No, nowhere near.
You just claimed to be fully developed.
No, I said I was nowhere near fully developed.
It's kind of cold here in the studio.
Okay, good. I gotcha. But you sound much better today than you did, I think it was yesterday. So I'm glad to hear that. But anyway.
Yeah, some days are better than others.
It's my shirt. It has that effect on people.
You
look at this shirt and you can't help but smile.
I hear you.
Even Alabama fans are like, Jesus, that's an ugly shirt.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going through the drive-thru.
Hey, two oatmeal.
the fiber is wonderful for you and healthy. So anyway, I wanted to say, when you were talking about the Wuhan virus, it kind of sounds like rules for thee, but not for me. And then I'm just going to drop it at that. But then I wanted to stay on positive because we all can find something that we're thankful for.
Yeah.
And I know I am for my health and for my family. And I hope everybody takes time to reflect and find something that we are thankful for in life because it's very important now in this crazy world. But anyway, I'm thankful for you guys too because I enjoy listening to you when I'm on the road.
Well, thank you, Penny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you brighten our days. And yes, I do believe, Joey, better things are going to come our way. So I can't wait to see what you guys are going to bring us.
Well, and even if it's not certain, it's better to have hope instead of the, it's going to always be bad. Like, enough of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like to look at the glass half full. And you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too, Penny. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, bye.
272-9228. Let's see if this is on line two. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Brubaker. How you doing?
Hey, Brubaker. How are you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And what you were saying about, making your circle of friends and people you work with depending on a lot more than politics, that is so true. I mean, we've got a lot more in common than we do, than things we don't hold in common.
True.
And one thing I learned in the legislature, you've got to talk to people.
Right.
And a lot of times, once you understand their point of view, you feel a lot more sympathy towards them.
Amen.
Yeah, they're relatable.
I was just... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, once you get to know people, all of a sudden you can find what you guys have in common. You can find that common ground. And they become much more relatable.
I remember when we started talking about the Intervention Act, and the first thing one of the senior Republicans told me, said, the Democrats will never... They'll filibuster that. It's not worth the time. But I went over there and talked to Quentin Ross and Smitherman and those experienced Democrat senators.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, they don't like failing schools in their communities either.
Right.
And I think the bill got out of the Senate nearly unanimously. I mean, it's just trying to predict or think how other people feel. The only way to really find out is to talk to them. And that's what we're not doing so much in the United States these days. We're not talking to each other.
And that's why I want to try more and more to get it back local, because if our conversation is going to be held through the filter of corporate media and press releases and paid for ad campaigns, that's not much of a conversation. You got to sit down with people, literally sit down in front of them and talk.
Absolutely you do. And anyway, enjoy your show. You're doing a great job, and hope you all have a great holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, sir. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. You bought anything for your wife lately, Eddie?
Well, being that she's listening, I'll have to say no.
Even if you had, the answer is no.
Right.
And so if you're looking to surprise the wife, maybe the girlfriend, maybe you'd like to make that girlfriend a fiancé and pop
this is the time of
question.
Year to do it.
Or it could be you're treating yourself. Heirloom Jewelers has an incredible stock of antique jewelry pieces. You can go online to heirloomjewelers.com and see what they have in stock currently, or just stop by the showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. And Troop has a network of, what, hundreds of buyers and sellers?
I would say close to thousands, Joey. He goes all over the country.
But he's all over the country because he's bringing back the fashions, the styles that he knows are popular around here in the River region. And if you use the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, whether you're in person or you check out online, you'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers. And on some of those big ticket items, it's quite a savings.
Well, not only that, in Montgomery, what's the tax rate, Joey? 10%.
Yeah.
So don't say it out to that loud, but you're kind of getting...
Well, you just said it.
Like
I'm used to telling you, I love you, but shut up. And also, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you have any old jewelry, any jewelry laying around, maybe it's stuff you haven't thought of until you heard this ad here, and you just have it sitting there, why not, for the right price, sell it to Troop Booth? He has bought, Troop Booth has, estate jewelry pieces for $50, all the way over six figures. That's sometimes right. You have something that's truly special. And this is why Troop does it by appointment, so he can spend the time to really examine what you bring in. So give him a call at 260-0066 to make an appointment, or go online to heirloomjewelers.com, make an appointment that way. Show up on the appointed day and time, and Troop will look over what you bring in. He'll give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you will get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
It's just that easy. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody there at Heirloom Jewelers. Happy Thanksgiving, Troop. Thank you for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Looking forward to a few days off and a good holiday. We'll be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're here with David Little, and David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Y'all need to come see us. The new crop of pecans is arriving fresh daily. We've got new crop halves, pieces, roasted and salted, chocolate-covered, cinnamon, honey, Cajun, praline. We've got them all. And you know what? It's just in time for your holiday baking. If you need some pecans, come see us at Tucker Pecan. And if you know what, if pecans aren't your thing and you're looking for a gift for your family or friends, we've got those too, whether it be jewelry, purses, necklaces, we've got it all. We've got tote bags, anything you can think of. Plus, we've got fresh local jellies, jams, barbecue sauces, seasonings. We've got them all at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for your Christmas needs. So come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold the odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout sale now through Black Friday. Everything's crazy. All diamonds are 60% off. Watches are 49% off. Custom work, we slash the prices. We never offer prices this low. Every single item has a crazy, absurd, nutsy price. Come out and you can lay away until Christmas. Pick it up Christmas Eve. Put 10% down. What a deal. Unbelievable. Diamonds by the yards. All kinds of bracelets. All kinds of earring studs. Unbelievable. $89.99. Unbelievable prices. Come see us.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, here on the day before Thanksgiving. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
Got a little business going on over here.
Let's go to William B. Hey, William B.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Doing well. How you doing, William B.?
Making it. I just wanted to call and wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving and be safe out there and all that. Eddie, I was just going to ask you, man, you got big plans for the game?
Yeah, kind of celebrate before it starts and then start crying probably about, I don't know, 10 minutes into the first half.
Yeah. I just wondered, our mutual realtor friend up on Lake Martin asked me to...
He's having a party. I really thinking about going. I just don't want to cry in public.
come on, man.
I know we're going to take a beating like there's no tomorrow, man.
It'll be a good time, man. It'll be a good time. But one thing, leave your business cards at home.
That was the other thing. I didn't know if he was going to let me come in and start soliciting.
Joey, what do you think about somebody that goes to another man's office? A competitor talks to him.
Eddie is laughing because he's nervous. He knows I told him I will beat him.
Smiles in his face, talks to him, laughing. Good friend. Good to see you, Wes. Okay, man, we'll see you later. He leaves, and he finds Eddie's business cards laying around in his office.
Well, here's the unfortunate reality. That is not the right way to do things, but Eddie falls asleep every night to Glengarry Glen Ross. In one of Alec Baldwin's better films. Yeah. Luckily, he didn't have to use a gun in that movie. And,
always
he's
be
always
closing,
be
baby.
Closing. Coffee is for closing.
That would be funny, though, if if somebody goes, people are going to be, having to go to the bathroom, whatever, Yeah, that would be kind of funny, your business card laying on the sink or whatever.
Oh, you know me. He'll find it for days. Days after the party, he'll find my card.
You should come up, man. It'll be a good time.
I'm thinking about it. I really am. Just something different. Because, like I said, I know I'm going to be upset.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. There's going to be plenty of Auburn, plenty of Alabama.
I know it.
I mean, it's a mixed bag up there. I mean, and we're all... we're all friends. Nobody rags each other too bad.
I know it. I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Well, hope to see you up there Saturday. I'll be up there for a while.
Good deal. I hope to see you there, William.
All right, appreciate man. You, Willis. Well, happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Be safe.
You too, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. Any Thanksgiving calls you would like, you know, on these airwaves, he's a competitor, so I really shouldn't mention him. But he's a good guy. Dale Jackson mentioned that turkey and Thanksgiving are overrated. I agree with him.
Now, what is
not
it you don't like about the turkey?
I just don't like turkey.
Is
if
it
I'm
too
gonna
dry?
Eat, yes. If I'm going to eat turkey, and I'm the same way with chicken, I want the dark meat. Mm-hmm. I want the thigh, I want the wing.
So only with your birds are you that way?
Don't go there.
I'm asking.
This is a family program.
I'm asking.
This is a family show.
Just asking.
Yeah, I like the dark meat. And anyway, turkey is... Do you ever eat turkey not on Thanksgiving?
Now, some people do ham.
No, we're going to have some ham.
There. Okay.
And that's probably what I'm going to put on my plate. But I load up on the starches.
Oh,
mountains
I see.
Of you're mashed potatoes, yep. Mountains of macaroni and cheese if we have
man,
it. Yeah. And then, stuffing, if there's green bean casserole, like the sort of heavy... foods I really, really like. For me, if I'm going to do a big meat as a presentation for a family get-together, I think the only proper way to go, no matter the holiday, is a massive rib roast.
Like a standing rib roast?
Yes.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. The smell of rendered beef fat with all those spices on the outside, mm-hmm. that good crust. Yeah, I'm just...
yeah.
It's becoming mouth-watering as we speak. But mashed potatoes are a must, but it reminds me of a memory, and it's like... My mom would sometimes be like, let's get creative and healthy, and let's use the whole family as an experiment.
Yeah.
And so one Thanksgiving, she decided to do some fancy mashed potatoes. And I don't remember every ingredient thrown into these taters, but, I mean, of course, potatoes.
Right.
But there was this particular, like sweet thing going on, and you look, and it's like orange specks, and we're like, what did you do? And my uncle Scott, whose house we're going to tonight, he looked at his older sister and said, do you put orange rinds in here?
I was going to ask you, Joey.
And he never let her live that down. She will be remembered for that one day. Like, don't put orange rinds in your mashed potatoes. Put butter. Put salt.
Maybe
put a little
some
pepper.
Sour cream.
Maybe a little sour
heavy,
cream. Yeah. Like
a little chive, actually.
Right. Chives are fine.
Yes. Well, I have
but
a story.
Not
like
orange
that.
Rind.
I've got a story like that. We have my sister, my oldest sister, who's not listening, so I can say this. several things happened. One year when we lived in Alaska, she put her turkey in the garage to thaw out. Well, she kept her dog in the garage at night, too, so that dog had a great Thanksgiving feast because he ate the turkey. Another year, we had pecan pies. And that was one of her first tries at making pecan pies.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like pecan soup, and to this day... I love asking her, are you going to bring pecan soup this year?
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to your pecan
soup. Shut up,
Betty.
Shut up. Yeah, it is always fun messing with family. These are the memories that get built up. And there is some news today, I guess.
There's some crap going on.
I mean, the coolest thing is this NASA mission that SpaceX was facilitating to crash into an asteroid and change its course. It's 1,200 pounds. It's like the size of a... Wait, it can't be 12. I think it's more than 1,200.
It's got to be more than 1,200 pounds, Joey.
Might be 1,200, but it's about the size of a fridge, but with an ultra-dense metal or material, mm-hmm. I believe. But the whole idea is it's going to crash into this asteroid, and this is how long this is going to take. It'll crash in about September of next year.
Oh, wow.
And they're seeing if they can, with this sort of amount of kinetic force, it's going to go around the sun and crash into the asteroid. Do we have the means already to redirect asteroids away from the Earth?
Okay.
And, of course, everybody starts saying, you know, the Aerosmith song, Ben Affleck playing with animal crackers and Liv Tyler's belly, Bruce Willis giving up his life to save the planet.
Yeah, yeah. And that, and if I remember not too long ago, we were trying to land something on Mars, and they did the math wrong.
No, my favorite.
I just want to double check.
My
here.
Favorite NASA story of recent vintage was the. It was before we sent up the new rover, but the older rover that's been up there, it started to malfunction. It wasn't sending back proper information.
Correct.
And so they get teams of people together to brainstorm and troubleshoot what's going on with this thing. And they finally come back and go to Mission Command and go, can you have the rover hit itself with a shovel? <That's right. laughs> The old Fonzie trick. Oh, goodness. But what news is around, we'll get into, I'm sure. But still just having fun and enjoying the lead up to Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I'm sure it'll start early for a lot of you if it already hasn't started this week. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months with only $39.99 due at signing.
If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityMontgomery.com.
You can keep an MM 707-693 QX80 VIN N9740503. This is our 10,000 miles per year. $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor. Planning a party? Try Sinclair's.
About 15 years ago, we took over the room downstairs from it. And it's a neat private room. It has its own separate entrance, has its own separate restroom. It can be one big room that'll seat up to about 60 people, or it's got a nice divider in it that we can split it up and have about 30, 35 on one side and 15 to 20 on the other side.
The party food options are completely up to you.
It can either be the same menus we serve upstairs or we can do a special menu.
Book the party room at Sinclair's for your holiday party.
Christmas is obviously great. It's pretty booked. There's still plenty of openings if people are called, but I wouldn't wait too long to call. Call 271-7654 and ask for the manager on duty. Anybody there can help them. We encourage you to call and book it for the holidays.
Get ready to party. Call Sinclair's East at 271-7654. Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, good bit of sunshine, mixed in with a few clouds, a warmer afternoon, high temperature up around 70, not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night, then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go right to the phones at 272-9228 and talk to Todd. Hey, Todd. Todd, are you there? Going once, going twice. Todd, did you mute yourself? All right, then. Call back, Todd. 272-9228. But that gives me time to say that this part of the program is brought to you by our good friends there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Whether it's you or a loved one who has balance issues, walking issues, when you're talking physical Prattville, Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, they specialize in getting you your walking ability back, getting your balance back. It can really be frustrating to say go out with the grandkids to the park or play in the backyard or something, and you really have to sit and stay in one spot. And wouldn't you like to be able to get up and kick it around with them, so to speak? Well, Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville can help you do that. It can be you or a loved one who might be a bit stubborn and doesn't want to admit they have problems. That does tend to happen in this world. All you need to do is call Dawn Sexton, her team, at 595-9990, 595-9990, and ask them about a free, yes, free balance test. They will, you know, administer the test, give you a score out of 18. It's a quick, simple test. And then say you get 10 out of 18. That score is for you and for them. So as they start with the therapies, traditional therapies, and cutting-edge stuff like virtual reality therapy, you'll see improvement in that score in just a few weeks. We've had dozens and dozens of listeners take advantage of this, and their quality of life is better. Their balance is back. They're walking right again. So again, that number for Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test, and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones and talk to David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
You talk about weird stuff for Thanksgiving. I had an uncle who worked for UPS, and he was transferred up to Winnipeg, Manitoba, and ended up meeting a French-Canadian gal, married her, and first time he brought her down to meet us was at Thanksgiving, and she had made mashed potatoes, and I get a big old spoonful of it. I'm a teenager, and I put it on my plate, and I start to eat it, and I realize there are these dark specks in it, and I start picking through it, and she filled it with raisins.
Oh, no!
Oh, of course, no. Being a teenage guy, I'm like, what the? And evidently, French Canadians, that's a big thing with them, is mashed potatoes with raisins in them.
Let's keep that up north.
Yeah, that's...
I know. I was like,
they need to be their own country in Canada. That's just wrong.
I mean, I love mashed potatoes. I love raisins,
me too.
But not together.
Not together.
No,
whatsoever.
Don't put sweet stuff in mashed potatoes.
Oh. I know. Butter,
I just
salt, pepper. That should be
into
it.
That.
Right.
So, yeah. But, and you know, the funny thing is, too, like, if for some reason my wife and I, if we just, you know, decide to stay home and have Thanksgiving for just the two of us, not go out of town or have family in town or whatever, my wife will still make enough food for like 12 people, and we end up having to eat, you know, leftover turkey for like a week afterward.
Oh, yeah.
After about one sandwich, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm just not a turkey guy. Never have been.
I'm not either.
Maybe,
and I mean, I don't mind eating it, you know, for Thanksgiving, but that's pretty much it.
Well,
and
maybe I've just
it.
Never had it done really well, like smoked or fried or
the smoke
whatever.
Is just a little too heavy on the smoke for me, but a fried one, I like it.
Okay.
Because it doesn't,
yeah, fried,
it doesn't seem
yeah,
to dry out at all.
Okay, I got to try it that way one year. And I'm certainly not trying, as suggested by the Federal Reserve, the tofurkey or whatever, or the soy-based tofu product.
Ooh, what about a turducken? Have you ever had that?
No.
Where they take a... turkey?
Well, did you go to the John Madden School of Cooking?
No, I've seen them on the internet a few times. They take
They're
a turkey
really good.
And you put a duck inside the turkey, and I think you put a chicken inside the duck.
Yep.
And
yeah,
cook it all together.
There's actually an outfit in Louisiana you can order those from.
Mm-hmm.
and they are fantastic, but they are pricey. I'm talking
this
like,
year more than ever, too.
Oh, yeah. We ordered one a couple of years ago, and it was like $110, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Now, is it like a real, when you slice into it, is it, I mean, how are we doing here? You slice into a turkey, then you hit a duck, and then you hit a chicken?
I mean, you can do it that way, or just, you know, obviously pull them on out and, you know, carve them up separately, however you want to eat it.
And how was the flavor? Was it really good?
It was really good. I mean, we, you know, you can get it flavored different ways, mm-hmm. and we got ours in, like, with Cajun spices, and it was really, really good. But it's one of those things, you better have a few folks there to eat it, because it's a lot to eat.
Yeah, you know, one thing I want to start as a family tradition, what is it, a porchetta, where you, like, you completely roll up a whole side of pork or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful. Or you like roll it together and you have the chicharrón on the top.
Oh, now sort of, you got my mouth watering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what? Now we did, not for Thanksgiving, but we actually did a Polynesian pig roast one year.
Man, we
dug a pit
beach.
And had a guy who was a Samoan that we knew, and he actually came and did it for us. Yes. And, man, you talk about good. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Does sound good. Well, David, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, thank you.
I know. Have a good one, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. 272-9228. Another great sponsor here for News and Views is XI Repair.
You know I love XI Repair.
Jonathan Strange does fantastic work over there at XI Repair. It's, you know, put together a great team, too. He couldn't do it alone. I mean, that wife
He'd be
his.
So busy, dude, that...
We need to start giving his wife a little more credit.
Really,
you know,
like
what I mean?
Wife, yeah.
I don't think he's talented. He's brilliant. But I think she actually is keeping him grounded.
She steers the ship, if you know
right,
what I mean.
Yeah. Exactly. He gets to tinker and fix things. She's right. The one, you know, really making that business run. I'm just talking here, folks, but I think I'm telling the truth. And XI Repair, they have put together a great staff. Young staff, highly skilled people, and they can fix thousands of devices a week. That's how quick and efficient they are there. And it's not just little ticky-tack stuff. I mean, they can fix a basic screen crack. But,
right.
I mean, how quickly did they replace the camera in your phone?
Less than an hour.
There you go.
And as a guy who lives and dies by his phone, that was great.
Right. They can also do, you know, other sort of repairs on water damage. But a great thing with XI Repair is it's a no-fix, no-fee shop.
What do you got to lose?
So if they can't fix it, they're not going to charge you. And if they fix it within seconds, they're not going to charge you either.
Right.
You know, they're straight up, and they want their customers to come back and tell their friends and family about XI Repair. So whether it's a smartphone, tablet, old laptop, or desktop computer, even old gaming consoles or electronic drones, they can fix it all. They'd also sell you brand new smartphones at a great price. They cut out the middleman. There's no brand markup price or anything like that. Great price on new smartphones. They can build you new gaming PCs for the kids or maybe yourself. And they can recover data from old hard drives, whatever is going on. So check them out today. You can go to xirepair.com, the letter X, the letter I, repair.com, or give them a call at 777-1234. XI Repair, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Be sure to tell them Joey and Eddie. You can throw in Eddie.
Oh, boy. That's going to cost you more money.
We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000.